This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Red, white, and blue.
I was born by God's dear grace.
We all are, ladies and gentlemen.
In an extraordinary place.
Amen, amen, amen.
For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
If you are drawing breath today, you are one lucky son of a gun. USA is where we call home. Never forget that, folks. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Yes, there is political strife. Yes, there is the tail end of a pandemic. But you know what? The weather's improving this week. Don't forget that. The NDSU Bison are national champs. The UND hockey team, I believe, will be at the Frozen Four in Boston. And that Cornell game this weekend, the two games, who cares? I'd rather lose in January than April if I'm a hockey fan, right? Things are good. The Vikes have fired Zimmer and Spielman, and they're getting a fresh start. Kirk Cousins probably next. And, yes, we've had a lot of snow, but the farmers love it, right? Farmers are happy about that.
Oh, you bet.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Please do.
And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
I love it. I love it. Interesting interview with Senator John Hoban a moment ago, and I think I love this text from a listener that says, of all the times I've heard you interview Senator John Hoban, I've never been more optimistic than after hearing his answers to the questions you asked today. Finally, I sensed a little bit of fight in the man, and I hope it's not just words. And going forward, he displays a lot more of that, because that's what it's going to take to right this ship. Interesting. I think Senator Hoban, as I say before, answers questions like I asked him today about the voting rights bill, about Build Back Broke, about the strategy against Schumer, the same way every time he's on. Now, minutes before he's on stage at a pep rally where the NDSU Bison have how many fans in the Cool America Arena, maybe he had a little more sort of kind of fighter spirit predicting the... And the good tunes were going in the background, too, as you pointed out, right, Kev?
Oh, what a band.
Yeah.
Just fun. Yeah. Just awesome.
It was
great.
So maybe, but honestly, I hear that all the time. But he never says anything to fire you up. And most politicians are playing a game where they're strategically saying exactly what you want to hear. That's never going to be John Hoffman, honestly. And for that matter, Kevin Cramer. Our two senators, they're not about political wins first. They're about strategy and getting to an end game and being who they are. And I think that's okay. I really do. Another texter says, did Monty get it to the Bison game? He did. We told that story earlier, but we should probably check in with Monty before the end of the hour just to find out. I understand they're on their way back here and rolling in pretty soon, so we'll give him a call and see how he liked it. He did tell me on the way down, like, 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I bet.
Because there wasn't exactly, a comfortable bed on the bus and plenty of people having a grand time. But no, he made it. He's on his way back, so thanks for asking. And then a lot of answers to the question, should the Bison make the jump to the FBS? And all you have to do is answer yes or no. Text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Okay? Texter says, hey, Bison, just think of all the North Dakota money spent in Texas. Why not spend and bring tourism to North Dakota? And with half attendance this year, it seems fitting. Don't continue to feed Texas, just saying. Imagine us hosting a bowl game?
I can't imagine that, but that's about as far as I'd go there.
Yeah. You don't think it actually happens?
Well, I think it does. I think it's a weird conversation because where would they go? How would they get there? Would they be competitive? Are we tired of winning and making this? I don't think anybody's tired of making that trip and doing that, having that party, near as I saw. But no, I don't know. But there's a lot that went into it, talking about it.
All right. So we're recapping a big weekend. Let us know what you think. It's no easy decision to figure out where they'd land, all of that. But you can text your answers. And by the way, winner of a Carhartt Bison sweatshirt in your size, you pick it. Randomly selected from all the yes-no answers on whether the Bison should make the jump. Also, if you follow up questions for Senator Hovind, I see Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota claims the election was as fair as we've seen. We simply did not win the election. What do you think of that? We'll ask him next time. And also, somebody wanted us to ask him why are Montana and Wyoming selling coal to China? Tell you what, I'll ask Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about that. He joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the future of lignite. And the Coal Creek Station, now that the agreement is one step closer to being done with Minnesota's Public Utilities Commission approving that very important project in North Dakota. But before we do that, I want to welcome a friend of mine, Holland Cook. Holland's a longtime radio aficionado, worked for some of the great radio stations in the Gannett and a great innovator. And every year he goes to the Consumer Electronics Show, and I just drool hearing about all the stories and all the fancy and greatest and latest technology. Bobcat made a big announcement there. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Holland, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Scott, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So what has your head tingling, the hair on the back of your neck standing up after Vegas CES?
The new Chevy Silverado pickup truck. It's an electric vehicle. It is the head-to-head competitor with the Ford F-150 Lightning. And speaking to us virtually, as many of the keynoters were from the stage of the historic Fox Theater in Detroit, General Motors CEO Mary Barra showed off this Silverado, and it's going to be available, the first work truck model, in spring 2023, I think she was saying, maybe sooner, but you can't get it yet. You have to go online and make a reservation to purchase. And from the minute they opened that up, they sold out in 6 minutes. And this first model that they're going to roll out, stickers out at $39.9. It goes 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. It'll tow 10,000 pounds. It's got four-wheel steering. It'll go 400 miles on a full charge. And when you plug into one of those charging stations, you can add 100 miles in 10 minutes. So watch for that and this new Ford EV F-150, and we're going to see a concept car soon that is the old Volkswagen bus. There is a Ford Mustang EV that's getting a lot of attention, and I am not surprised about John Deere being there. There's an awful lot of ag tech on display, and of course, all arrows point to...
All arrows point to what?
I think we lost him.
Is he still on the line?
I don't hear him.
Oh, what the heck?
That's a cell phone.
Yeah.
I'll try him back.
Must not be Patriot Mobile. I think that's the problem. If he had Patriot Mobile, this wouldn't be happening right now. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider offering a broad nationwide coverage. Now, here's the deal. They use the same towers as all the other major carriers, but they have plans to fit any budget, 100% U.S.-based customer support team, exceptional customer service. Most importantly, they share your values. They support organizations that fight for religious freedom, yeah, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Scott sent you. We're going to get your new cell phone provider, Patriot Mobile, for Holland Cook. You held us in massive suspense because you said, and most importantly, and that's where we lost you. So what was most important?
Think about the irony. We're talking about technology and the call drops. Yeah, so I told you about the pickup trucks, and we're talking about Ag and then the call truck, right?
That's right. You said most importantly after yeah, John Deere.
Yeah, automation is the solution to this health audit sign that's everywhere. And, of course, the technology is improving yield. We got a lot of hungry people in the world. And even on the food preparation side, robots, they're not humanoids, but they're robots. They're assuming repetitive tasks. And if you ever worked at McDonald's as a teenager, you're thrilled to have a machine dunking fries instead of you. But if you work the front counter, you might be out of a job because there's a kiosk out there. And Las Vegas itself, in just the last year and a half or so since the last time I was there, has made it to the other side of this pandemic by automating a lot of what humans used to do. There are fewer live table games and a lot more slot machines now.
Interesting. More of this conversation with Harlan Cook, who is just off another. This is the show of shows, folks. When you go to the Consumer Electronics Show, the CES for short, it's just unbelievable. I want to talk some more about that. And by the way, electric cars don't fare real well, and they are coal-fired cars, just so you know, but in the cold. So there's that, too. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this technology.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Why do you make me wait so long for my favorite part of this song? You just want to build a little suspense, do you?
I didn't write it or produce it, so I don't
know. Oh, you could start it a little.
Yes, you know,
it,
you know, yeah, but it's all your fault.
Yeah, 45 seconds in, maybe. I can't.
Cue it up just before the post. And then
with a good conscience. That's all right. We just get more of the Eagles. Listen, don't touch that dial. Thank you very much. Now I can continue with the show.
Socialist I love it. Now, Scott, is that the deal? Or?
Well, I have a buddy in Texas who's
anti-capitalist song.
He's neighbors with Don Henley, so I just enjoyed the talent. Don't listen to the words. Yeah.
Okay.
Met Don Henley before. Still cranking. It's amazing.
It was an unreal show with Vince Gill.
I have a buddy that loves plays guitar, and you should see him jam. It's unbelievable. I can't give you their address, though, because they'd kill me. But anyway, yeah. Highland Park. I'll just tell you, Highland Park. George W. Bush comes over for, coffee every now and then.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Let's see here. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors on the program, and let's see what Kevin's hungry for today. How about chicken Alfredo? A little comfort food.
Is that in Glendon?
It's in Glendon.
Oh, done. Done. I've had it before. It's fabulous.
Lasagna with garlic toast in West Fargo today, or cheeseburgers with fries. And when they do cheeseburgers, it is like barbecue grill good cheeseburger, right? I mean, so good.
Yep.
French dip sandwich on 12th and I-29. Swedish meatballs downtown MP Avenue. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City today. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Back more with Holland Cook, who's just wrapping up some time at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. And by the way, big announcement for Bobcat Doosan out there. Of course, the compact equipment, they're numero uno in global manufacturing, but it's a North Dakota company, which is so great. Doosan isn't, because Bobcat is, and they still make them here. So they unveiled the world's first innovation in all electronic technology in the compact space. And so it's really neat. Scott Park, who's the big Doosan guy, Joel Honeyman was there, some of their brass, as well as a number of folks. Sunbelt Rentals was there, and others as well that buy a lot of this equipment. And they, too, are doing what Holland was telling us about with the Fords and now the new Chevy Silverado that sold out in 6 minutes. What's interesting about all this, Holland, before we return to some of the other things there, is, number one, the technology is not there yet for this stuff to hold a long enough charge for it to be practical when the weather's bad. And second of all, let's just do the math on how much demand there is for these units, all right, charging stations, and add that to server farms. And, I mean, every one of us have in our hand something, a little tiny device, and even our watches and every kind of gizmo that use more data than our parents did in their entire lifetime in one day, right? So the technology for power is going to be transformed, and at a time when the woke world wants to end coal-powered, which is always on affordable electricity, it's amazing. I call these things not electric vehicles. I call them coal-powered vehicles, because that's what they are, and we're going to always need that baseload energy. Any talk about that, about, you know, the battery and how long it can charge or any of those things in some of these new ones that you heard out there?
Well, I think the 400 miles range on that Chevy Silverado is probably best of breed so far. But you're right. A lot of people think electricity comes out of a hole in the wall. It's got to come from somewhere. And I think the real breakthrough is going to be when the roof of the car is enough square feet to be a solar sensor that just makes the car run. And we're not nearly there yet.
Yeah, you could do it, but it costs you $250,000 for the car, right? It's not practical. And did any talk of what the new set of batteries cost for the F-150 or for the Chevy Silverado? As you say, the Chevy Silverado is best in class by far. I wonder what the battery costs in that thing or what the sticker price is on it.
Well, the first version, which is a work truck, is going to be $39,900, and later in the year, they've got one that is all souped up for the rich kids. And it just defies description. If you go online and look at this thing, you'll want one. On the other end of the spectrum, we saw an electric bike by a company called Delfast. It's got a longer range than the Tesla Model 3. It holds the Guinness World Record for the greatest distance traveled by an electric bike on a single charge. So you know, it's a trend, and it's popular, and they're following demand.
And by the way, the consumer has been retrained on buying vehicles now. You don't go to the lot and pick out what you want. You pick out what you want online, go into your favorite dealership and say, when can it be here? I mean, it's interesting what's going on there, and I love that. Same thing as you mentioned earlier with McDonald's and, you know, robots doing fries and all that. It's going to be fascinating to see what shakes out in all this. Before I let you go, you are you're a radio guy through and through. And I always get excited about the, you know, the radio stations are a lot more than radio stations these days. This program is more than a radio program. It is a content. It's about the information. And how we get it to you transforms in many ways. Anything that got you excited for our business in the future and what you saw at CES?
Well, all that stuff is just the plumbing. What you're doing there that is special is the fact that it's local. And most broadcast hours on AM and FM across the country these days are robotic. The music stations are all automated, and the disc jockey's mispronouncing local street names because he's in another city trying to fool you. And the talk shows on most talk stations are all syndicated stuff. So, you know, what you and Steve are doing there is really the differentiator. You can give it to people a bunch of different ways, but they can only get it from you because it's unique.
Yeah, and we're proud of that, certainly. But I still get excited about the different ways. I mean, people to this day don't realize, look, I can subscribe to a podcast. I missed a show. I can get it there. I can listen on my phone. A lot of people do, snowbirds do in Arizona and Florida. And that was kind of cool, 10 years ago? But what's the next cool in the plumbing, Holland?
I have to spell her name because I'm in the room, but A-L-E-X-A, and her Google cousin and her Apple cousin have been a bit of a breakthrough because they're in a lot of rooms of the home that might not have an AM-FM receiver. I can listen to your show on my watch if I want to, or on my phone. And a lot of people in the workplace listen to radio on the computer because the building itself might interfere with the signal. So it's all about what we're giving them, and we're just giving it to them in as many ways as possible, and we are following the consumer. You know, the term podcasting sounds a bit archaic.
It does.
Because it goes back 20 years. You know, iPod was supposed to be a music appliance, and it was not Apple, but it was the user who thought, wait a minute, audio is audio. And they started doing spoken word programs about things that were too small for broadcast, but of real narrow cast issues. There were shows about cigars and bonsai trees and fishing, stuff that would never be on AM or FM. So it was the consumer that was leading the technology with content.
It's going to be fun to watch, and we relish the fact that we have that local relationship to provide content on all of our stations. We sure do. Holland, thanks for the time. Any place where folks can find more of your reporting on CES?
Yes, on my website, hollandcook.com. Just like it sounds, Holland like the country, Cook with an E. I've got all my reports.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Suu Kyi, on Monday to an additional 4 years in prison on charges related to illegally importing and owning walkie-talkies and for breaking pandemic rules. A space heater is to blame for the loss of life in Bronx, New York, Sunday morning. 19 people, including numerous children, perished in the blaze. Roughly 200 New York Fire Department members responded to the call for help. Rachel Balkovic will manage the low A team for the New York Yankees this season, making her the first female manager in affiliated professional baseball.
No matter what, every person that's doing something out of the norm right now undoubtedly was told that they couldn't do it.
Balkovic, who joined the Yankees as a minor league hitting coach in November of 2019, will now lead the minor league team, Tampa Tarpons. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright,
back on What's On Your Mind, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sapper going to join us in just a moment for the rest of the hour. Last number I've seen on the should the Bison go to FBS, yes or no, 25 yes, 16 no. They're still coming in, so we shall see. Texter says, kind of one of the interesting comments I've heard on this, yes, the Bison should move up, no, they can't. They will not have the ongoing support to sustain the world of college athletics, coaches' salaries, etc. NDSU needs to address the elephant in the room that caused a large loss of solid fan support who left when players supported BLM. Time will heal some of that, but many will never forget. Interesting comment. I don't agree that the support would not be here. I really don't. I just think we find a way in North Dakota. I really do. I think that's, and I'm not being, you know, dramatic about this, but look what we've done in agriculture from the very beginning. Go up the Hawk Museum up by Rugby sometime. Go through there. It's an amazing place. And the egg innovation from the time they homesteaded there, you know, they couldn't get on Amazon and order something in or go to John Deere or Case IH and order up a part.
Right.
Something
yeah.
broke down. They just innovated. They just found a way, right? And they kept doing that. There is a grit about that Plains way where you just you find a way. You find a way. So let's do that in energy now. As you heard, you know, Senator Hovind say earlier, we're a world-leading innovation right now in energy. World-leading. The world is woke. They're wrapped around their axle with climate action. And we're developing solutions right now here, saying, okay, let's store the CO2. Now, you could argue, CO2 isn't as bad as you say it is, and greenhouse gases, we need some of that. But realize, without capital investment, you won't have a Case IH plant here. You won't have a Bobcat plant here. You won't have the dollars to find a way to take a salt cavern and store CO2 in it. You need that mega investment. So you just find a way, and we're finding a way. I think the same thing about UND or NDSU doing whatever it is they want to do and not doing it because, oh, we won't have the money for the salaries, we won't have the money. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. I really, yes or no, there's no wrong answer here related to whether the Bison should move up. But the idea that, oh, we couldn't, we shouldn't, and I don't disagree on the BLM stuff. And it's, that's a whole other show. But I love the Minnesota Twins. It brings me back to being at Met Stadium with my dad. I don't follow the TikTok of it. I'm not a sports nerd. I don't have time for it. But I have a love sitting in a Twins game because I could think of my dad wearing a Twins hat. Which
oh,
we,
man,
we,
right?
We buried my dad in a Twins hat.
Yep.
There's just something very special about it. And to go there and see out in the center field, what did they have up again? George Floyd something or another, some banner.
Yeah,
I wanted to puke.
Yeah.
I wanted to puke about trying to turn George Floyd into a... And then I started digging into it a little bit, and I find out it's not the Minnesota Twins that are doing that. It's the players' unions that are doing that. Same thing in football. And I also know enough, having been around a lot of teams in my time, especially at UND and hockey, there is a brotherhood that comes from being a teammate. And so if you have somebody that really believes this in every fiber of their being, it's very hard for you to go, dude, stand up for the flippin' Star-Spangled Banner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that is just sort of deferring to a teammate who you love as a brother. And you don't, you just want to, you know, at the college level, at the pro level, it's all politics. It's all the players' union. And it's ridiculous. The one good thing about it is a lot of teams, if you notice, are doing a lot more salutes to the military because they feel like they have to balance it now.
Oh, they're making up big time.
And I don't care how they started doing it, they're doing it. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Brent Sanford is here, our lieutenant governor, on What's on Your Mind to talk about the recent decision by the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission that makes the Coal Creek Station in the hands of Rainbow Energy and remaining a mega employer and a big part of the lignite energy industry in North Dakota a reality. The lieutenant governor won't tell you, but he spent a lot of time on this particular project. And there were a lot of times where you heard Senator Hovind talk about the entrepreneurial way that it was put together. That only happens when you have entrepreneurial-minded folks in government, too. And the Burgum administration said, Brent, go to it, quarterback this for us, and it worked. So first things first, Brent, congratulations on all that work paying off. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that news.
Well, thanks, Scott. Great to be back on the show. I think it's been a while, but that's how holidays work, right? I mean, it's funny how we were able to kind of forget about a lot of these challenges and spend time with our families over the last few weeks, and then follow it up immediately after New Year's with a really good week. When you think about what happened with Coal Creek, and there's a lot of excitement in coal country in North Dakota, a lot of celebration to finally have this happen and be approved. To the permit to transfer the all important utility line that brings the electricity, the HVDC line that brings the electricity to Minneapolis from the plant, and make that transfer from Great River Energy Co-op to Rainbow Energy, and so it was means for celebration. There's a lot of happy folks in Bismarck and north of here, but then follow that off with the Bison winning, and I tell you what, your conversation all day long on the show. There's so much excitement from Bison Nation. I mean, if you think the excitement and the funding wouldn't be there to move up, I don't know. I mean, it's something where I'm sure everybody will be looking at it, you know, and you know, when does everybody else want the Bison to move out of their league? We're winning every year, but we sure have wide support for the Bison. It's so exciting, so fun for the area to have pods like this going on. But anyway, the transfer of Coal Creek Station was entrepreneurs taking advantage with Rainbow Energy, taking advantage of an opportunity, and you know, where you ESG, environmental, social governance, compliance is all the rage on Wall Street, and so you've got the Fortune 500 companies down to all the publicly traded companies, and even into the large co-ops are being pressured to go carbon free and to go renewable, and there's not as much thought into what the grid needs for staying stable and resilient and having that dispatchable power, unfortunately. But there's a window of opportunity here for private capital to come in and do what's needed, and I have to give all the credit to Rainbow Energy for their entrepreneurial spirit of sticking to this for the last, I mean, they came public in May of 2020, so a year and a half, and, you know, to keep forging ahead. And then also an equal amount of credit has to go to Great River Energy, their board, the CEO, David Segu. I mean, it's something where there was a lot of commitments. Once they decided and saw this was the right answer and this was the best answer for their power needs, their dispatchable power needs as a co-op, and also a way to get to these carbon neutrality standards that we in North Dakota have, Minnesota has as well, this is a project that will do that. And the solutions are coming right here in the middle of North Dakota, very conservative, very red state. You know, the carbon capture projects that we funded at the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority last month, this is one of them. And this is, you know, obviously the Great River Energy was on board with moving forward with carbon capture, and Rainbow Energy is absolutely committed. And, you know, not only that, but putting more wind power on the line so that the customers at the end in Minnesota, Great River Energy are happy with that, to have more wind going down the line. It helps the whole transaction move forward and creates more opportunities here in North Dakota. So we're very pleased. It's been a lot of work. A lot of people pushed forward. Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum put a lot of time into this and support. And Governor Burgum had a conversation with Governor Walz just towards the end. And Governor Walz, he said, I understand this. You know, this helps us get towards the 2030 goals as well. And so we saw that at Minnesota PUC finally coming around. They delayed and delayed and delayed to the point where it was in danger of the entire transaction getting hung up. And so we're thankful. It was a good result with a lot of people putting in a lot of time and a lot of hours.
Is it across the finish line now? Can there be a sigh of relief breathed on this thing now that the permit is in place?
Where you never have that. Let out all of your air until May of 2022 when the transaction is done. But this was the hurdle. This was the major hurdle. And so like what you're seeing and being reported is very true. This is a major hurdle. And they're shooting for, we haven't seen this before. Both parties with May of 2022 with their updated asset purchase agreement is what they're shooting for. And there's some planned outages in the middle of that. There's other minor permitting to work through, but this was the major hurdle. So May of 2022, we should actually be able to have that sigh of relief and move forward with changing the nameplates, you know, where all of a sudden the employees are employees of Rainbow Energy. And Rainbow has been working towards moving forward on investments and talking to employees and getting those agreements ready to go for quite a while.
I forget Rainbow's public companies. You say that's relatively new. Public companies, this kind of thing is almost impossible, right? If they're not ESG friendly and all woke. I mean, so do we have a model? Do we have a model here, Brent, for saying, okay, let's use this model to sort of buck those trends a little bit? Private, entrepreneurial. And in this case, they're public, but they're flying below the radar and didn't need the big dollars from, you know, all across the world that won't come in if they're not, you know, ESG stamp of approval. Is this a good model for future projects?
Yeah, this is. The fact is they're not a public company. They're not publicly traded, and that's what makes this work. If they were publicly traded, then it's similar to these CEO conversations we've been having with that Senator Cramer brings in, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. I mean, they're talking from the ESG.
Yeah,
from
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I misspoke there. What I'm saying is, you mentioned it. You went public with it, where then now all of a sudden you're laying it all out there. But as I said to Senator Hovind, you know, they're a private company. He also made the point that they're for profit. So then that brings in the 45Q tax credit that they're trying to hit forward as well. So I misspoke, and I'll give you a chance to answer this on the other side of the break. My question is this non-public company model to be able to avoid that insanity, and that's what it is. It is absolute insanity. And I've had this conversation with the CEO of XL Energy. I'm like, how can you say by this date we will be carbon neutral? He said, well, it's aspirational. It has to be affordable for our customers, and I forget the other one. I'm like, well, in other words, no chance it's going to happen. Well, they're playing the game, and meanwhile, you don't get anything done. So I think this is a model. I want to see if you agree. More with Brent Sanford coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches you can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long? Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars $2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanBeerGMC.com. They're busy marking down all the used inventory. The gigantic indoor used car sale is coming up this Saturday, one day only, January 15th. Don't miss this annual event. Shop over 90 used cars, trucks, sport utilities, all marked down in 70-some-odd degree comfort inside the dealer on Memorial Highway in Mandan. SchwanBeerGMC.com for more.
Back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on What's on Your Mind. Just 6 minutes to go in the program. Just to finish the question then, is this the model? I mean, not just Coal Creek Station and the innovation where this is all of the above energy. It's wind, it's gas, it's coal. And if we're honest, this project wouldn't have been saved. Coal Creek Station, those jobs wouldn't have been saved without the wind component. Right? This is the world we live in right now. Is this the model? All of the above coming together in projects, and maybe in the end, Coal Creek uses more coal, Brent?
Well, yeah, the main component of this is private capital, making business decisions on what they can make money.
doing. And so in private capital not needing to rely on funding from Wall Street and from large banks, because what the federal administration is doing, what Wall Street's doing, is taking away the access to capital if you have CO2 producing industries, and they're moving into agriculture next, so stay tuned. But this is the model with private capital that doesn't need to rely on Wall Street capital and on large banks.
What message do you have to the lignite industry? Because some people are not excited about this in the lignite world, in the coal world. They see it as, this is the beginning of the end, rather than a whole reset. And I've heard people say, done right, Coal Creek Station, in the end, will need more coal, because you're never going to have to shut this thing down, other than, like, planned outages, maintenance, or whatever, but none of this up-down stuff. Do you agree with that, and what do you want folks in coal country to know?
This is the answer. Carbon capture is the answer. And then, because then you're able to sell your electrons without discrimination. And yes, you'll have 30% more coal being used through the plant. And with carbon capture, zero emissions. So it's actually better for the coal miners, getting more volume through. And there's called a parasitic load that you run the units that do the carbon capture with your own coal-fired power. So that's true, but you also don't shut down, because all of a sudden that power is needed, and that power is there, and the market prices are such where the coal plants had a good year the way it is, because prices are up with natural gas being up. So it's competitive, it'll stay competitive, and all of a sudden now all of your buyers of electrons will be excited that these are carbon-free electrons. So this is the way through our challenge. In the 70s, the government put in money into co-ops. Our government is not going to fund co-ops with cheap, free money to be basically low interest money to be doing upgrades to their coal plants today. That's not the direction of this government, of this federal administration. So private capital is the way through it, and there's operators there ready to take the mantle and run. So right, that's a good thing.
Two calls and a text I need to get to in the remaining 3 minutes we have here. We'll go quick. Mark from Hazen, quick question for Brent. Go.
Hi, Brent. Say, who now is financially responsible for the decommissioning and reclamation of that site when the time comes?
So that transfer, there's a negotiation between North American Coal and GRE and Rainbow, and that will basically switch to Rainbow, is my understanding.
All right. A lot of moving parts there. What did the state ultimately invest in the way of sort of backstops, Bank of North Dakota? What are the taxpayers on the hook for to help make this happen, Brett?
We passed a bill to get rid of severance tax have a holiday on severance tax for a while, but that goes to all the coal plants. The Rainbow was able to apply for Clean Sustainable Energy Authority grants, as are the rest of them for carbon capture projects, and received some money there. And then Industrial Commission is working on a loan, actually with support of the State Investment Board, for part of the project as well, which again, other projects could be lining up for as well. So this is something that is not a special funding package for this one. It's the same packages that are out there for all the other energy producers.
Mark, thanks for the call. Paul Napoleon, quick question for Brent Sanford, our Lieutenant Governor. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Why do we always ignore the carbon sequestration? That carbon has been used in this is a part of life, and we're putting it in the ground. Nobody's ever explained the science behind that, or the science behind whether there is no such thing as global warming, which I think most educated people should know. But yet we're pushing this as if it's a fact, isn't it?
All right, let's quickly just on the whole game that has to be played, that's what I call it, with the ESG world and assuming carbon's all bad. Is it possible to fight that fight in this, Brent?
Well, the point is the investors, the utilities themselves, the customers are asking for this, and so the direction is to actually do CCUS, and we're hopeful we can go back and get that CO2 someday and utilize it for advanced enhanced oil recovery once we get to a tertiary recovery stage in the Bakken, and then use that CO2, and then it still keeps us keeps it under the ground, but it's a way to push more oil out of the ground and out of the formation. And yes, we need CO2 for greenhouse development. We need CO2 for life, for for trees, et cetera, for plants. And so it's a frustrating conversation, but the investors and the utilities are moving this direction, and we're trying to help them get there and reduce man-made CO2 and move forward to be able to keep providing energy to the rest of the world from right here in North Dakota.
Paul, thanks for the call. And the carbon utilization is, I think, the key to Brent's answer there. Isn't all just going on the ground. Some of it can be used for enhanced oil recovery, as an example. That's a no-brainer, and it's being done. The other question was on COVID and the new protocols, which are less onerous from the Department of Health. We'll save that for another day and get Brent rescheduled ASAP. Thank you, sir. We're gone. See you tomorrow.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.